Blog Talk Radio.
Everyone, and welcome to your place. I'm Starla, and tonight we have a special guest that we had last week, Aaron Decker. And I guess I'll...
Have you had a moment where your mind just went completely blank?
I'm sorry, the computer keeps sticking. Anyway, we have a new screen tonight, and I'm trying to learn how to figure it out. And my mind and my brain and my mouth won't work together. So, without further ado, here is our host, Wild Bill. It's yours.
Hello, Starla. I can already tell that they changed our board. It's nothing like what it used to be, and actually, I think I'm going to like it a lot better. But when you're used to looking at the same thing all the time, it kind of throws everything off, and it makes it kind of hard to figure out what you're trying to do. So we do have Aaron Decker back with us again this week, and he has brought us a surprise guest that I'm looking forward to sharing on the show. He's going to share some things with us. As you remember, last week Aaron was telling us about his life, where he came from, the ups and downs of it, and the blessings of being able to find something that has made a difference in his life. And as many of you know, and I'm also one of those people, I definitely need to have more income, but it's very hard to try to find a way with my schedule to do something to make a difference. So, Aaron, if you're with us, Starla, if you can go ahead and turn him on with us, please.
I don't see him. Aaron, if you're with
Aaron,
us,
Aaron, if you'll push one on your phone.
Uh, His phone number isn't showing.
Okay. He may have called in from a different number here. For those that this is your first time to be with us, and for those that listen to the archives, we want to thank you for making your place a show that you frequent. And with the military, I definitely want to thank you guys for your service and for the fact that we're one of the top listened to shows out there, so that we're in your downloads for out there in the military. And so I just want to thank you guys for that. And Starla, can you This is kind of different. We got a totally different board and trying to figure out what's here. Can you use the screening process to go ahead and check and see who the callers are that are with us?
I know who they are. He's not here.
He's not here yet. Okay.
Mm-mm.
Well, while we're waiting on him to be here with us, if there's anyone that's got any comments, we had this set up at first to be kind of a this and that show to kind of go along with people, any comments they wanted to make about something they've been hearing, or something to go along with some of the past shows that we've had. I know I read something the other day that just totally blew me away, and it was that they were saying this person that was going to a Christian university was saying that now we have come to a time where the churches have to accept evolution as fact. And I was just totally blown away by that concept, that someone could go ahead and say that evolution is fact, because that goes against the whole thing in Genesis with creation. And, the two don't go together. We do agree, or most of us agree, that there is a thing called adaptation, but that's a long way from what they talk about with evolution. And then, once again, we're looking at times where gasoline prices are going down just a little bit, but they're not what we want them to be. And, people are still suffering in this economy. People with good jobs every day, they're going to work and finding, just like I did, that the place where they're employed no longer works. And so it makes it really hard for people to, try to make it in this day and time. Starla, are you using the screening process to talk to the people, or do you know all the people that are here?
No, I know all the people that are here.
Okay. All right, so maybe I misunderstood. Maybe he was saying he had someone lined up for next week, although I do know that they have a show that comes on before ours that is a telephone outlet only, and so that could be what they were doing there. So, I was blown away by hearing this person at a Christian university who was saying that in this day and time that we're going to have to just accept that evolution is fact. And I was like, wow, we've come a long way to all of a sudden something that we've been talking about is theory for years. Now they're changing it in the textbooks to say it's fact. They've changed the rules of science, so it used to be what had to be fit to make it scientific fact. And yet just all of a sudden part of the religious community is going to go ahead and say, well, we don't really know what there was before the creation in Genesis, and so there could be, things back before then that we're not aware of. And it was just a very unsettling article that I read on that. And then the other side of this, of what's going on in this day and time, is we have some people that our church went to St. Louis, Missouri. And Charlotte, can you tell us a little bit about what it was that they had went to?
They went to a multicultural, it was something like camp meeting, where people from all walks of life. I mean, every country. And they saw people speaking in other tongues, as in the book of Acts, and heard them in their own language. And we had the Spirit of God fell in our church, and I know part of it was a direct result from what they had experienced and brought back with them. It was awesome. I know what they must have experienced was incredible. And they were still, they said that they got back home at 10 o'clock Saturday night, and they were so ready to be in church Sunday morning.
Yeah, that's so opposite what you hear in this day and time, like, oh, man, I got to go to church, and here they were, went on a long trip, and they couldn't wait to be back in fellowship with God's people to share the experience of what they'd been through. So, Well, I feel kind of lost here because I totally changed the concept of the show, thinking that Erin was going to be here with us. Is Blog Talk Mom here? I'd already had left her a message earlier letting her know that I was curious if she had read anything or heard anything. Or
Blog Talk Mom, you're on.
Blog Talk Mom will always be here because you're wild. I love y'all so much, and it's good to hear your voice, and that was a tremendous report.
They were just so excited, and I could feel it. It was just incredible.
That's awesome. We just completed 2 weeks of our youth camp here in Mississippi, and our young people came back it was beautiful. Just like young children, 7, 8 years old, just basking in the presence of God. And our older teenagers came back just charged with wanting to do a work for God. And there's a mighty move of God moving in every area. When people are hungry and they thirst after the Lord, they'll never be turned away. Isn't that beautiful?
That is wonderful.
Yes, it is.
I mean,
Facebook, a lot of people are putting quotes on there. Did you have anything that you'd read or something you want to share? Or where are you at with your book? I know you're in the process of writing a book.
Right. I have worked on I thought I had the last copy to be edited, and when we put it on the hard copy, it was it's just your eyes pick up things that you didn't ever see on the computer. So I've been changing things, and hopefully we've got the cover is completed. And I don't know, Dolly, did I send you a copy of the cover?
Yes. That was awesome.
Yeah, so we'll be having it probably within 3 weeks. It'll be available.
That's good. And have you figured out what outlets? Are you just going personally, you know, kind to share the book with people, or is it going to be something that they can get through Amazon.com or through a religious organization? Or
right, it will be. They can order it through Amazon. They can order it through Ingram Book, Barnes and Noble. There's 3 others that I'm not really familiar with. Plus, Bookcrafters are the publishers that I'm working with, and they'll work with me so that I can sell it at camp meetings or if I want to help people use it for a fundraiser. And one of the ministers here in Mississippi has been reading it, and he gave me just an extremely high compliment, and he is an author himself. So I'm very pleased with his response. He said it would be an excellent book for those that are coming in to the church, new converts. It's also, he said he'd already received several ideas for lessons and sermons. And well, that wasn't exactly his words, but that was what I was hoping, and he commented in that way. So I'm very, very pleased with it. It's been 3 years and more work than I ever thought anything could be. But I could feel the presence of God in it, and I'm looking forward to making $1 million.
Wow. Well, remember now, you got a son who loves you very much.
You know, if I make $1 million, I'll bless my son and my daughter-in-law, so I'll expect y'all to be praying.
I'm not sure that's exactly how that works, but we definitely will be praying for God to bless you. And if it trickles down, if we get some of that Reaganomic trickle-down economics works this way, we're not going to complain.
All right. Well, if I made a dollar an hour for all the time I spent on this book plus everybody else, it'd be worth a lot of money. But actually, I think this is an era where everyone seems to be wanting to write a book, and publishers are in a self-publishing mode where people that want to write a book, they'll work with them, and they have packages that they offer. But I highly recommend, if anyone is listening that wants to write a book, that Bookcrafters is superb. They're the just down to earth, work with you, don't rush you, speak in your language. You know, it's just, they've just been excellent to help me wind it up. And then they were responsible for getting the book cover, and they gave me plenty of opportunities to check it and be pleased with it. And I am very pleased with it. And also, gentleman named Bob Mull, M-O-U-L. Hope I'm saying it correctly. But he let me use his pictures, no charge, and worked with me, sent the right size pictures, and he's a photographer. So God's really blessed. He's really blessed this whole thing.
Well, that's good. I can't believe it's finally coming to a point where it's fixing to be put out there where everybody can get their hands on it and everything. I've been hearing about it, and I know different people have been helping you work on it, and I can't imagine the process of sitting down and writing a book. I myself thought about writing a couple of books, as my sister Joy can tell you, which you talk about people going through crisis and everything. I don't know if you saw, but she posted on Facebook, their air conditioner went out today. So I can't imagine anything. I've been there, and that's the time that, usually they're knocking on your door, wanting to know if you want to sign a contract with them or if they can, let you know they're available in the neighborhood to do work. And then when your air conditioner goes out, you call and everyone's busy, can't get anyone to answer their phone, might be 3 days, and you're like, wow, this is just wrong. But it just shows how spoiled we are when it comes to certain things, and air conditioning is one of those that, I can't imagine living without in this day and time. What did you think about that thing? Did you hear anything about that article that was posted in regards to the Christian college where they were saying that about evolution?
No, I didn't see that article or hear it, or I'm not familiar with that particular one, but I have followed that through the years, especially, was it 20 years ago that I had the radio broadcast, Walking Through the Land of Promise, and I was blessed to have several gentlemen that were scientists. One of them was in the Church of Christ, and another one was Baptist, and then another one was Apostolic. And they really opened up how much pressure is put on any professor or scientist or anyone that claims that the world was created according to Genesis by the design of the Lord. These people lose their jobs. There is, it's a very interesting subject, but in my book, I brought out how Satan will plant a lie, and he is the liar. He is the father of all lies. Jesus exposed him as that, and what he desires to do is plant a lie, and then when people believe the lie, they won't believe or cannot believe the truth. So Jesus is truth, and we as the church but we have truth, and we don't have to argue over truth. Truth is like light. It will expel the darkness. Someone said one time that everybody was trying to, in this town, it's sort of like a little story, but they were trying to, it was all dark, and people were trying to get the darkness out of the town, and they took trucks, and they took all kinds of things to try to get the darkness out. And this little boy walked in with a flashlight, and, the darkness was just gone. So if we'll just be the light that we need to be, and like, for instance, the ICR, I believe, Institute of Creation Research, I received an email from them, and they're in a real financial bind. And it seems like we don't get behind people that are trying to take a stand against people that promote evolution. Evolution is the seed, the lie that will cause people to promote euthanasia, abortion, because it's survival, basically survival of the fittest. So if the weaker is destroyed, that's just the thing, that's the way it's supposed to be. And they feel no condemnation. Now, abortion is an issue that it has a wide, wide spectrum. As far as people that have been in trouble, people that have, it's bad. It's really a horrible thing. But when you think of doctors, of people that are professionals, that have made a vow and a commitment to save life, taking a child that is full term and using that child for some type of scientific experiment, or robbing that child, that newborn child of some part of its body to be used in scientific research. That is, to me, the most abominable thought. It's worse than I mean, I think we ought to give Hitler a crown or something compared to, I think Wikipedia said that there are over 3,000 babies a day that are aborted that they have records of. And when we think about that, it's a seed, or maybe the fruit that comes from the seed of evolution in my heart, in my mind. That's how I see that. Do you see any connection with that?
Well, you know how it is. It's when you look from things from your viewpoint, and which I agree with you 100%, we always have a thing of wanting to tie everything together into, you know, one neat package. You know, it's part of how it's a simplistic way of doing things. But I also feel that we have to be very careful, because there's some people, and like the generation after mine, you know, my children, they're growing up in an age where there's been so much change in the scientific community, where we are so much people of thinkers, but where we're also people of, we don't want to have any accountability. We don't believe that, you know, there should be any account, well, for anything. There just is no accountability, you know, for anything in life. And it's, you know, if they do something wrong and everything, they expect their parents to come to their rescue. Not that they want their parents to come to their rescue, but they expect their parents to come to their rescue. And some of that is good to one sense, but when they went against what their parents have told them to do time and time again, and then just think there shouldn't be any consequences for what's going on, it's the mindset of everything in this day and time is so much different than anything I would have ever thought possible. And sometimes it makes me really feel old, you know, for the difference in the way that I look at things, and I know the generation before me did. That's one of the things that I love about this business that I'm involved in right now, because it doesn't just change people into thinking, okay, I want to make a lot of money, I'm looking for a way to make money, but they promote something that Joy has said over and over again about the process of changing who you are as a person. And in that process, it's like it puts balance to your life, and everything can come together with the principles that are set out there. And it's like going to some place like a foreign country where they've not been able to hear about God and His Word and His grace and His goodness and everything that goes along with what we have as Christianity in this country, and how it's like going to a desert that's parched, how they just accept it and believe it, and they take every word as real, and they have miracles and things happening in their countries that we don't have happening here. And you're just like, wow, you know, why is that? You know, but it's because they take God at His Word, and that's something
right.
That it doesn't matter if you're an atheist who doesn't believe in God and you believe in evolution, or someone that believes in God and goes to church every time the doors are open. We're living in a society where, if we're really honest, we're really not taking God at His Word. You know, we want to take one from column A and two from column B, and if column C doesn't fit into what we want with our life, well, that's not what that means. And there again, we're going into that same thing of consequences. And it's, you know, pastors used to be a position of respect, just like law enforcement officers used to be, people in public office. Those were positions that were respected. You might not like the person. You may not agree with their party politics, but they were people that you respected. And we live in a time now where there is no such thing as respect for those things. You know, immediately when someone is elected to office, we try to find something on them. An athlete that excels above all the other athletes, they try to dig up dirt on him, you know, try to show that he collected money when he shouldn't, when he was in college or something. There's just, it's just like, it's, is it supposed to make everybody else feel better by bringing everybody else down? Is it because everyone is so angry and there's so much fear that if we all divide against each other, like Aaron was talking about last week, you know, in the business for this dog eat dog, you know, you have to look over your shoulder just to make sure that somebody's not, you know, coming trying to take what you got or move up the ladder ahead of you by using you as a stepping stone. It is just something that I don't think we can deal with the wise, but what we need to deal with is the things that we can change, the things that who we are. If we make up our mind like, hey, I can't change what's going on in the world, but I can change myself. And you can start just with the circle right there around you. And it's like I was telling Starla today, I had a guy come up to me, And I get really feeling sorry for myself because of my work schedule, because I don't get to go to church as much as I'd like to go to, almost none at all. And I got to think, I have people that come my way all the time that, different things that, I could try to be more open to be aware of what's going on around me. And I had a guy come up to me, and we have this a lot in truck stops because everybody thinks truck drivers have money. And he was there, and he had his hand out, and he's like, I came up here from Atlanta. I'm just going to Nashville. I don't have enough gas, I don't think, to get there. I got my family out in the car. I'm just trying to get a dollar from one or two people just to get a couple of gallons of gas to get up there. And I told him, I said, well, I tell you what, sir. I said, I'll give you a dollar if you let me pray for you. Because in this day and time, you don't know if the person really had need, if he's an alcoholic just trying to get a few dollars together to get a bottle or maybe get some methamphetamine. You just do not know what it is. But if you try to judge every situation, then you miss the opportunity of being able to reach out to that one person that really, has a need. And so I got to thinking, I don't have a lot of money. And I was thinking about that in the Bible. They said, with silver and gold have I none, but such as I have, give I thee. And, And I told the guy to rise up and walk. And so, and he was like, well, yeah. He just got real quiet for a minute and looked just stunned. And so when he said yes, I placed my hand on this man's head right there between the fuel pumps at the truck stop, and I prayed for him that God would let him know that he was loved, that was aware of his situation, and that, that he was aware of the truth of the situation as to what was going on. And I want him to know that God loved him, and there was people that God could send his way to help him, no matter what the circumstance, if he just trusted in God. And I looked, and these truck drivers were standing all around us looking like, what in the world is this guy doing over there? And I'm not a real quiet person anyway, and, I didn't mean for it to be that loud, but I think it was louder than I expected. And when I walked in the truck stop, and which was funny, when I stopped praying and I handed the guy, I had a $5 bill, and that's what I gave him, and he had tears in his eyes, and he just looked stunned for a minute, and he says, thank you so much. And he just looked stunned, and he turned around and walked away. And I walked in the truck stop, and you think, well, you just maybe affected that one person. But the person in the office here, they have cameras out there on those fuel bays, and I wasn't thinking anything about that, but they called all the other people working in this truck stop in to watch what was happening back there. And when I walked in, they weren't laughing. When the manager walked in, they said, what was going on out there? Just curious, wanting to know what they'd not seen something like that before at their truck stop. And so a lot of things, when we want to make a difference, we can start with just the circle of influences right there with us. And there again, I know I talk about fortune and the people that I'm around and the things and the testimonies that I hear from people and what's changed in their life. But almost all of them, when they're sharing their story of success, there's something where they always talk about finding that balance, that spirituality, that putting God in their life, that to make themselves open, to have that mindset to want to help people. And I'm like, wow, it's just, and when you're around people like that, it encourages you. But we have a tendency to want to hang around all the people like, man, did you hear about brother so-and-so? Did you hear about the pastor? He said, I think he was talking to me. He was being mean to me. And we sort of sometimes, I don't know, blog time, what would you call that, what it is, what we're doing in this day and time? Can you put a caption to it or a title to what we're doing?
Now, I like what you were saying, though, as far as just making it in a category. I don't really know how to do that, but what you're saying is that we can draw good, our circle of influence, we can take care of that, right? Where you were at that station, you took care of your circle of influence right there. That was your divine appointment that day, and you took, through the Lord, you took advantage of that to bring glory to the Lord and to help those around you. And the Word of God says that can't return void. The Word won't return void. And you're when you do good, the Bible says, he that lendeth to the poor lendeth to the Lord. And that's letting your light shine. That's letting love go forth and being a channel of the Spirit of God. And that's all God requires. He's not telling us we've got to do something that's outside of our realm of influence. Now, I'm changing the subject a little bit right now. I wanted to ask you about on fortune. if someone called you and they wanted to get into it, or, you know, they've heard about it, would they call you at home, or how do they get in touch with you?
Either way, I have the business cell phone that I keep, you know, just for that I use. They can call me on my other cell phone, or they could, you know, contact us through the blog, talk show, through email, Facebook, just whatever works. But my home number, and I don't mind giving it out, is area code 615. The number is 302-2212. My mind went blank there for a minute. Starla, I was sitting here, I was looking at this board again. It just blows my mind what it looks like. And then my cell phone that I use for business that I like handling all the transactions on is 615-584-8006. And like I say, if I don't have that on my job, I can't leave a phone on all the time. And when I'm with people, you know, I have it turned off, but you can leave messages on the voicemail, and I'd be glad to get back with people. You know, talking about the business thing again, I have people, you know, they're always asking me, what is it? What are the products? You know, what is this? And I have one product that I know for sure that people tell me that they've never seen anything like it before. And I think Starla can verify this, and so can you, Blog Talk Mom, and that's Joint Solutions. And for people that have problem with arthritis pain and they've not found, I mean, I don't know if you know this or not, and I've mentioned on the show before, and this is something, this is kind of news. I just yesterday shut down my Alert One Supplements website. But on that website that I've had now for, I guess, about 6 years, I finally had got up to, I was carrying over 5,000 supplements from almost 200 different supply companies. And there was the largest supplement website on the Internet that was open for people to buy for themselves. You know, it was the only thing that was bigger than that was the ones that were selling wholesale to, you know, the individuals that were doing their own stores and things like that. And but they didn't beat me by much, because I pretty much tried to keep up with all the new science and we were keeping all those things on there. But we've tried a lot of different things, and you know, some of the products we had were like a liquid chondroitin glucosamine, and it was one of those things that did help some and everything. But the Joint Solutions, that is one of those things that we've not had anything that I've seen before or since compare to what that product is. And you used that product too, didn't you, Blog Talk Mom?
Joint Solution is, I don't know if it's just the purest, or it, maybe it's the chemical that they use. Because I learned a while back, I think you told me actually, that just because a company says that they have a certain ingredient, they can have a tiny, tiny, tiny amount of that ingredient, and you're getting mostly filler. But whatever's in Joint Solution is dynamic. And they also have mineral pH. I don't know if you're familiar with that, but the pH balance is what goes skews somehow or other, so that people, their immune system isn't right. You get too alkaline or acid, and that has really helped me. So I think that the vitamins are the purest, strongest, best that I've ever. And you know how I am about vitamins.
I used to go to a person who just specialized in making, what was that called, what he did?
I don't know.
The guy over in Hole in the Wall?
What now?
The wellness doctor in
Hole in the Wall. Oh, you're talking about the holistic doctor, yes.
Yeah, holistic, yeah.
He gave a tremendous amount of vitamins, but and his were extremely good, too. I'm not, but to narrow it down. Also, I just ordered one from your company. Wild Bill, there's only a certain vitamin that can cleanse and help your liver. A lot of people can claim a lot of things, but I looked it up and did research on it, and the one that you sell is the exact, it has everything in it with the right mixture and for our liver to be cleansed, and everyone needs to do that, age you are, because there's so many additives to our food, and there's just so much pollution in everything that we need to keep our kidneys and our liver, or give it all the help we can. And then the juicing, you know, I like to do that every once in a while too, just pure carrot juice and a lot of distilled water.
Yeah, that carrot juice, I just can't get past the taste of it. One thing about the supplement line, and a lot of people are like, oh, you mean you're selling vitamins and things like that, and there again, you really need to sit down if you're looking for somewhere to make money and look at the business program, because I really don't have to sell anything. We look for things. If truth be known, I'm looking for a network of consumers is what I'm looking for, so that everyone can work together so we can all, you know, get a percentage of everything back. But True Essentials is a supplement line. I'll tell you something I learned about supplements. A lot of products that are made that go in supplements are only made by only 5 or 6 companies in this country. And different companies have different ways of processing the materials that goes into it. And so you may have one company that they do everything to pharmaceutical grade. What I mean, that means everything that they do as far as the quality of that one product, so that it makes it to where if it was a pharmaceutical drug that you bought in a drugstore, it would be to the exact same standard as that. So no matter if it was the first pill in the batch or the last pill with the ingredient in it that came from the batch, it would have the same quality all the way through. The part of what people don't realize is that even those companies that do pharmaceutical grade are the people who make the products that go into the supplements. They also have batches that don't turn out right, and so they sell those to other companies, and they still go ahead and they make their product. You know, it'd be like if I wanted to start my own protein company, making a whey protein. And so I'm looking to get my ingredients to go in there, and I can't afford to pay for what the pharmaceutical grade of that product would be. I can buy the one that maybe got too hot, too cold, maybe stayed in process too long, something happened and the machinery went down, just all sorts of things like that. And what happens is you lose the ability of that to be fully, I'm trying to think of the word that I'm looking for here, but the full potency of the product. So you may end up saving money by buying a lesser quality product than, say, going to a GNC store and getting your men's vitamins versus going to Walmart and buying a men's vitamin pack there. You might say, well, I can get it for $9 at Walmart, and the one they have at GNC is $65, or $69, their men's vitamin pack, $69. So you go over there, but the difference in the quality of the products that goes into it has a lot to do with what it is. True Essentials was started by a man that's a multimillionaire who had cancer, who was going around trying to ask people to pray for him, and he wasn't just going to take death laying down. And he got hooked up with, I'm awful with remembering what university is and the name of the person, it's a college professor who specialized in supplements in the human body. And one of the main products I came up with in trying to help him was what you were talking about there, Blog Talk Mom. And that was the product to go in and check, I'm drawing a blank on what it is right now, the
pH balance.
The pH balance. And
yeah.
So because everyone has cancer cells in their body, and they don't know for sure what sets it off, but when you have a pH balance that's wrong, then for sure they're seeing some reaction there to show that that allows that to grow faster, get out of control. No other medications can work to try to stop, you know, the cancers or whatever. And so that was one of the things they came up with. And from that product there, from what I understand, all the rest of these products were formed. And so it's someone who was wealthy beyond what most of us can imagine, and from what I understand, he's worth about $75 million, who went in and started this line. And he's like, hey, this was good for me. I want to share this with other people. And then later, whenever the FHTM came in, the Fortune, this became one of the products that became available for us to share with people. But, yes, it is some of the best products that you can get on the market. And you can be sure that when it don't matter if you're taking one bottle or you buy 100, the quality of what's in there is going to be the same from one to the next. And that's something that's very reassuring in this day and time, when, especially with people looking for things to help, because all a supplement does is supplement what's missing from your diet to go along with whatever your lifestyle is. That's it. It's not no miracle thing. It's going to do anything else. But with the pH solutions, like you said, you can check to make sure your pH levels are right. And they actually sell some tapes that go along with that, where you can actually personally check your pH to make sure that it's off or on, to see if that's what you need. So yeah, the only products I know I use, the men's vitamin pack, I can tell you that it costs me less through my website to get that than it does to go through GNC or any of the top quality stores that carry something of the same type. And it's just fantastic. And one thing I guess I never mentioned, if someone's not interested in looking at the business plan and they wanted to get some of these products, all they got to do, and I hope you write this down, but you can go back to our archives and get this later, you go to fhtmus.com/risingstar1, and that's rising star is one word and the number one on the end of it there. You can go there, and you can click on the link for the supplements there. It's going to say True Essentials, and you can see all the products that are available for someone to use. And it's set up to where if you want to buy just one time to try it, it'll give you a price that's a little bit higher, usually like $5 higher. If you know it's a product that you want to take every month, you can get it set up to where automatically it'll bill to your debit card or checking account, however you set it up. And once a month, on the same time that you ordered, they'll send you your next order so you don't ever run out. You don't ever have to worry about it. It's right there. So when you get ready in the mornings to take your supplements, it's there. One other thing I like to encourage people from the things I learned, you never take vitamins on an empty stomach, never. It doesn't matter if you're doing nothing but drinking a protein shake, but never take vitamins on an empty stomach. If you take something that's got like flaxseed or fish oil in it and you feel like you're tasting it all day long, 9 times out of 10 you took it on an empty stomach. It's going to happen every time. So I didn't mean to interrupt you there, Blog Talk Mom. Did you have something else to add on that?
No, I'm agreeing with you, and I like what you're saying because it's explaining it, and I don't think people look deeper into why they're taking a particular supplement. You know, these are, like you mentioned, it's not a cure-all. The Bible says that we are fearfully and wonderfully made. You know, God created us that way, but anybody listening knows that we don't eat the correct balance of foods. And so we really need a supplement. And these are so pure. I was going to mention, too, like I had ordered my mineral pH and joint solution. And then if you want to change it on the ready ship, you can just go ahead and call in and or go to the website, and you can just change it to something else so you don't accumulate the same thing over and over, unless it's a whole family, because I live by myself, and I don't need, I guess.
Are you saying that you don't take your vitamins every day?
Yeah, I usually do, but I don't need them. I don't take sometimes as many as they recommend. And I like
that. Yeah,
and
I do that on some things. You have to adjust right. For age, diet, different things like that. But, like, if it's one pill a day, I tease Starla all the time. You know, I'm like, how's that working for you? And because I had a call the other day from someone that said that there's a new supplement they've added here for women's health that has to do with, you know, going through the time where hormones are changing and things. And it's a women's balance product or something like that. And I got some calls the other day, people saying like, wow, I think God has something to do with this product. I really needed this. And so I got it for Starla, and I asked her how it was working. And she's like, well, I really don't know. Are you taking it regular? Well, no. And so one thing people need to realize is when you take something one time, don't expect results usually the very first time you take something. Usually it takes 3 to 4 days for it to build up enough of anything in your system before you can make a difference. Now, I will have to say the joint solutions, it doesn't just help you as far as the pain, but it also gives you a boost of energy. And that's one of the things that, you know, my wife really liked about that product. And when I didn't get some one time and she was letting me know, I really like that, you know, because I don't get a lot of feedback. Sometimes I get different things for her to try, and then she don't say anything, I stop. And if it's something she likes, you're like, wait a minute, I like that. You know, we need to get that one again. So, but you can go down through there. There's all the different lines. One of the things I recommend to anyone, if you go to this website and you order anything off there and you decide you want to get something else, off there that has to do, like, say, with supplements or something like that. When you get your package the first time, it's going to have a customer service phone number on there. Call that phone number and tell them, I want to add this to my current order. because if you don't, they'll ship it. The one will be shipped on the date it was shipped before, and the other one will be shipped on the new date that you ordered off the website, and you end up paying shipping charges twice. So it doesn't matter if you get one bottle or you get 10,000 bottles. You need to make sure you get it as one order so you only have one shipping cost on there. So that's one of the things that I want to encourage everyone to, because I hate that thing where, and there are some products and some that companies carry if you get them off the internet where their price is low and you say, wow, it's a good deal, but they're going to make you pay a shipping charge for every product. And that's not how this works here. So I just want to make sure everybody is aware of that.
Well, Bill, we have a caller.
Okay.
Bill, are you there? Hello?
Hello?
Oh, Preston?
Hey.
Hi, how are you?
Okay.
We haven't heard from you guys in a long time.
Yeah, we
Look who's
well,
Bill and Sheila's son. His mom had passed away a while back from cancer, wasn't it?
Yes, it was.
Yeah.
How are you guys doing?
Well, it goes tough, but trying to just get through
tough.
It.
It's hard.
And we're moving we're moving though from like Illinois Wood River to Christopher.
We're moving down there where Reed lives.
Oh wow.
Yeah.
I'm sorry I didn't catch your. We have a new screen, so I didn't recognize that you had your hand up because it's a new symbol. So they've been on for a long time. So I'm sorry it took so long.
Yeah, we just feel like God's moving in a different direction, you know?
Yeah.
It's kind of, you know, with Sheila passing, it's just kind of hard to live in this house, you know? You know, because there's so many memories of her, you know what I mean? And it's just too hard.
Yeah.
But we are making it with God's help.
Yeah.
You know?
And I'm starting to get, like, more better in God. I've been, like, I almost, like, slipped up lots of times, and now I'm doing a good job and just having my prayer life. I've been fasting and not watching entertainment or doing anything.
Wow.
Like that, basically just playing outside or playing a board game. I haven't really been doing anything except praying and praising for 27 or 30 days.
Yeah, he's been
really
seeking God. You know,
one of the lessons that was really hard for me to learn, Preston, is when you fall, that doesn't mean you fail.
Yeah.
When you fall, if you look to God and you get up and you keep going in the same direction that you were going before you fell, before you fell down, that's part of the process of living for God.
Yeah.
And so you just don't think you're less than anybody else. And some people seem like they're so perfect and everything, but we've all been there and we've all went through that process. And to kind of quote my dad here, anybody who says different, they're telling a fib, you know, because it's part of the process of making us into the men and women that we're supposed to be and living for God. So, but just remember that. It's when you fall down and you sit there and you start feeling sorry for yourself and you want to blame, you know, it's funny how, and I was sharing this with Blog Talk Mom, when you want to blame God because things are going wrong, you're like, well, I'm just not going to go to church anymore. I'll show them. I mean, all of a sudden you're cutting off your own lifeline and everything. So we're very proud to hear the report of your dedication and what you're doing there, and especially for someone at your age.
Rita's had, I didn't mean to interrupt you, but Rita's had a real big part in helping him, you know, with
she's
his prayer life. And,
she's been going through also.
Giving us moral support. She's really been real good about that, you know.
Yeah, she's even been
she's really something else, I'll tell you.
Yeah, but she's been, like, in pain for, like,
she really cares about.
Yeah.
Cares
does.
About us.
And she's been in
she's
pain
a real
for
Christian.
And she's been, like, in pain with her legs.
Yes, she has.
Like, hips, stomach, head, like, arms, probably, neck, waist, like,
yes,
all
she
over
hasn't
her
been
face.
In the, she hadn't been to church in quite a while.
Her face,
wow.
Teeth, ears, back, ankle, foot, leg, just everywhere.
She
been,
needs a
she,
lot of
yeah.
prayer.
Yeah.
If you guys remember her in prayer, you know.
Okay. I don't know if you've noticed it or not, if you ever get on Facebook, but they actually have a Facebook page now where they post prayer requests, too. So that's kind of an interesting thing.
Yeah. Mm-hmm. Like, you were talking about how when you gave that money to that one man, he started crying. I kind of did something like that. I mean, I've done it to men before. I mean, they said, God bless you, like one woman did, and this man thanked him. Like, we're not always sure, so first time we just gave him food because, like, we, you know, you can't always be sure about people these days. I mean, you need to help them if God tells you, but, yeah.
It's hard not to want to play the role of judge because there are so many people. I mean, here in Nashville, we got people that they've proven that they live in one of the finest neighborhoods here in Middle Tennessee and got real fancy cars and nice clothes, but they go in these nasty clothes and walk up to their corner, and they've actually stabbed people for getting on their corner before. I mean, they've actually been arrested for stabbing someone, and come to find out, you know, they're making a six-figure income a year. And so it makes it kind of hard to want to help anyone knowing those kind of things are going on. So I know exactly what you're talking about. Yeah. Are you excited about your move?
Yep.
Yeah, we are.
But, like, how you helped that one person, well, when we were riding, like, we have Gizmo, and, well, we were riding, like, in the car home, and then we saw this dog. He was on the street, and I was afraid he could get hit and killed or get hit and fall in this water and drown. So we picked him up, and they said if his leg was hurting, they'd have to put him down, and I didn't let that happen. So we basically just took him home as our own.
We got two.
You just made a friend with Stella there. She's the dog person here.
But he was abused. I mean, because
he's a cute little dog, little beagle.
But when he's like a baby, just
a
puppy. But when, like, you come up to him, he thinks you're going to hit him. He's been abused, I can tell.
Yeah. Just needing some love, and he's got a good home now.
Yeah.
We'll be sure and pray for you guys on your move and everything. I know when my dad passed away, it was in the process of my sister was fixed to move out of state to Texas. And, you know, she tells many times, I mean, you know, daddy's girls and her daddies, you know, is kind of a thing. And there's a special thing between, you know, boys and their moms. I don't know what it is, but it's just the way it is. And so when he passed away, they moved to Austin, Texas from the Tennessee area. And that turned out to be one of the best parts of the healing process for her that there could have been, because there were so many places where they lived where they'd been to get too many memories that it's hard to let go of.
It is.
And my wife would tell you, I'm one of those people that I can't let go. When my grandmother passed away, somehow or another, I think my mom was trying to find a way to get rid of some of the stuff, but I ended up with a lot of just old mail and old bills of my grandmother's. And I held on to some of that stuff for 2 years before I realized, this is just trash. This is my grandmother's old bills that she paid off, you know, things like which meant a lot to her. And she was really big into, like, the process of paying off a bill. She didn't like interest. And so that I sort of held on to that memory. But sometimes you got to realize things are just stuff, you know, and life has to go on. But it's still a hard process.
Yeah.
It is.
Like, when my grandma passed away, I didn't even get to meet my mom's grandma or my mom's mom and dad. They were my grandma and grandpa. I didn't get to meet them. They died. They were like, but they were saved, so they got, so I know where they're going.
I'm just curious, have y'all ever went back to the archive shows to when your mom was calling in and listened to those shows, or is it still too painful to go back to that point? Or
no, we never have. How do you do that?
You can go to our website, blogtalkradio.com/yourplace, and there's actually a website there, and all the old shows are still on there.
Oh,
and you can
really?
Just scroll back through to that time, and you can actually listen to those shows.
Well, right.
I know that my dad had called me on my cell phone and left a voicemail, and I tried to keep that forever. And it was one of those things that, you know, how cell phones work, was one day it was gone. You know, you don't know how, I just ate it. And I was like, wow, you know, I don't have a lot of things where I could actually hear his voice. And so that was kind of painful to know that. But as long as we have this show, the archive shows are all there. So,
well, since Sheila passed away,
I kind of
We haven't got anybody to work on our computer. You know, it's been down since last year.
I kind of started trying to work on it myself, and I mean, I got games on there to like just those pop-up games. But other than that, it's probably not going to come back on unless by a miracle God brings it on.
You know, you can go to Staples and they have a thing for free where they'll go in and kind of clean up your computer. I know with my children, there was a lot of things they tried to download games and stuff, and when they did, our computers would lock up
because
there would be a lot of hidden cookies and viruses and stuff on there. And so at Staples, we'll go in there and clean that stuff out for you for free.
They will?
As long as they can get it to power up, they'll go in there and they'll do that for you.
That's something to think about.
Yeah.
Think we will do
now,
that.
Free is always good.
Yeah, it is.
Yeah. As long as it's not overpriced.
Right.
But, like, also, like, I was playing basketball the other day, and, well, God told me to quit, like, throwing real hard and not to do it again. But, like, sometimes I'm not always good at listening, and I did. And now my back, my leg, knee, foot, the chest, back, shoulder, arm, under my armpit, and elbow, all around me, basically, I'm just hurting.
You sound like an old man about to fall apart there.
He tried to play Michael Jordan out on the basketball court.
Yeah, but didn't go shoot right and didn't make it.
Ugh. But he has been in some pain, if you'll be praying for Preston, too.
Okay.
I've been using my mom's.
I did have to take him to the emergency room last night. He was in a lot of pain.
Oh.
And they said the pain's going to get worse and worse and worse and worse.
Well, I'm not going to believe God that it's not.
Yeah, me too.
Great,
like,
thing for things like that, Preston, when you do that, it's not fun, but ice it down. Ice it to where it feels like it's numb. And that's if you go around professional athletes and things, a lot of times they'll actually fill up a tub full of ice water after a game where they've had an injury like that, where they've got deep bruises and things, and they'll have them soak in that water. And it's not something that's fun, but it's one of those things that helps them make better. But we will pray for you guys. One thing I'm curious about with the move, are you going to be able to stay with the same church family? I'm not familiar with how far where you're going to where your move is.
Brother
Thorpe's. What's the name of it?
Brother Thorpe's.
Apostolic Church down there that Rita goes to.
Brother Thorpe's Church.
Okay.
Yeah, Brother Thorpe's and Christopher. We love that pastor down there.
He
the
is
people
really
that go
great.
There.
And
just,
I have great friends there, too.
Yeah.
Maybe
it's just a good home country church, and I love that kind of.
Yeah, and you just can't find that old fashioned anymore. I mean,
no,
people are all new high tech, even
in
churches. Even it's kind of a shame.
Yeah, I love that down country church. You know,
yeah,
just
I like old
down to earth. You know,
like
really
old fashioned, like the old time religion.
Yeah.
I had to be using my mom's like Moses staff. I don't know where she got it, but I'm just using that basically as a cane.
Wow.
Fork. But if it's from the Bible, it's going to probably help.
Well, it's good talking to you folks again.
Yeah, it was.
Yeah, it's good hearing from you. Please stay in touch with us. We're getting down here to about the last minute and a half of the show.
Yeah, I know.
And so did you have anything else you want to add before we go off the air?
If Aunt Rita's listening, which I know she is, she's a great help to us, and we love and appreciate her and all of you that have prayed for us during the times when my mom was sick. And Aunt Rita, we love you.
She's been a tower of strength for both of us through this all.
She has been like,
we're very grateful and
it's like turtle doves
for what she's done for us.
It's like, I mean, she's like my second mom.
Yeah.
Yeah.
You know, life is one of those things, you know, we don't always understand. And we were really, you know, praying for a miracle with your mom.
Yeah.
And I feel blessed. I still have mine, so I can't, I think I can feel what you're going through as far as your loss. But I know deep down that I can't. And but you do have our sympathy and our prayers with you all the time. And a lot of times when we're talking with different people, you know, they're like, have you heard from Preston in a while? How's he doing? How's his dad? And so everyone is very concerned with what's going on with you guys in your life, and we do appreciate you listening to the show and being a part of the show.
You,
and And can please continue to do so and call us anytime.
Okay, we'll do that.
All right. Well, we're down here till about the last few seconds, folks. Yes, I misunderstood Aaron when he was calling us back, so I guess it's going to be next week. He's going to be there with the guests. It's going to show us how, no matter how busy we are, that there is a way to bring more income into your home and for it not to be profitable as far as income, but profitable as far as you as a person. So until next week, God bless each and every one of you. We'll be back here next week.
God bless you, too. Bye.
Have a good night.
Bye.
You, too.